All right, so our last session this morning is circling back with the orbit speak, and Lisa Salinger will be speaking about this exciting device for many of you. Before she does, I'll read her bio quickly. Lisa Salinger has had the privilege of serving on various boards and committees at the local, state, and national levels of ACB. She is fascinated by new and emerging technology and works as the accessible technology assistant at Hadley. In her spare time, Lisa enjoys participating in a community choir, reading, and training her dog, who has dreams of shopping for her own dog treats online. And if you find that out, please don't share with mine, Lisa. He does not need to know. With that, I will let Lisa take over and share her presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose, for that intro. I am so delighted to be here. If you are listening to this after the conference, which now is quite likely, please know that this is a re-record of the original presentation. There was a lot of breakup that happened, and so I wanted to give you the information and give it to you in a quality form. So have decided to re-record so that everything is clear. I'm here today to talk to you, as you may know, about the Orbit Speak. Let me unfortunately clear up one misconception. Initially, it was supposed to be released right around now. And unfortunately, that has not happened. I spoke to Venkatesh Chari of Orbit Research right before this presentation, and I said, you know, what exactly is going on? And he said, we had some different kinds of issues, and we were faced with a choice where we could put out something that was halfway done, or we could really do it right and choose to delight the customer, and that's what we wanted to do. And I suspect that you will be delighted, as many who have seen it have been. So what is the Orbit Speak? Basically, a lot of people compare it in functionality to the Braille and Speak. It is a bit smaller than the Braille and Speak, and it does look different. It has some different features, but it is basic and it is reliable, and we are trying when possible to keep the commands similar so that they match. It's really funny. I got my first Braille and Speak, I think, in 1991. And it was the first time I had done a lot with Braille commands. I did have a VersaBraille before that, but the Braille and Speak really was the thing I used a lot. And I'm amazed how many of those old commands I remember. And so we are trying to keep a lot of that consistent for those of you who remember them as well. So let's talk a little bit about what it looks like. If you are considering it visually, it is black, and then the keys are gray. And there are a few, the power button and the OK or confirm button, that are a shinier gray, so more like a silver. The device weighs 6.5 ounces, and it is roughly 3 inches by 6 inches. If you have a standard iPhone, not the SE or the Max, but a standard one of some variety, it's going to be about the same size, perhaps half an inch, 3/4 of an inch longer. It's about as thick. So let's talk about the face of this thing. I have it sitting in front of me, and it is faced the way I would use it. So the space bar is closest to me, but let's start first on the very left. There are two oval panning keys. They are different shapes than the other keys. There are two on the very left and two on the very right. The two on the very left are used to control the volume. The ones on the right are used for various things and will be developed a bit as the Orbit Speak evolves. That's the other thing I should tell you. The information that I have is accurate as of right now, but I am using a prototype, so some things could change. Just please be aware of that as you listen to the demonstration, and then once it comes out, you might say, well, the demonstration said this, and now they're saying this. Well, things can change. We're hoping not too much, but they can. And if it's a change for the better, then we certainly want to pass it along to you. So, as I said, we have two panning keys, basically in the lower left-hand corner and two in the lower right-hand corner. In the very center on the bottom is the space bar. To the left and the right of the space bar are dots 7 and 8. Sometimes these are used to create a capital letter or to backspace or enter. They have various uses. And if you are entering 8-dot Braille, these would be quite helpful. So again, along the very bottom, we have left panning key, right panning key, the first set, and then we have dot 7, space, dot 8, and then the left and right panning keys on the right. Ever so slightly above that, there is pretty much flat space. On the left, there is a smallish mono speaker. I can just about completely cover this speaker with two fingers. On the right, I can barely feel it sometimes. In print, it says Orbit Speak, and it has the Orbit Speak logo. Now, right above the space bar, kind of, so it's right in the middle of the unit, is a cursor cross. And that's simpler than it sounds. You probably have one on your remote. Basically, it's up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, right arrow, and then in the center is confirm, enter, okay. I've seen that labeled different things. Now, on the very, at the top of the keyboard, still on the front flat face, are your six Braille keys. They are smallish oval keys, and they go in a straight line from left to right. So you're not moving your hands in any different positions. They're not set up in what some might call an ergonomic fashion. It's very basic. It's very much like the Perkins Brailler, where they are straight across. Okay, let's go to the back. And there's really nothing to see on the back except four little rubber feet. We go around the sides, and the very top edge, the edge farthest away from me, contains nothing. On the right side is a USB-C charging port, and you can also use that for transferring data. At the bottom left and bottom right corners are two little holes at each corner, and they are so that you can insert a lanyard. And I really like this because you can wear it around your neck, and if you have it connected to a phone or an iPad or a computer, whatever, you can use it as a remote. You can start your music, you can turn it up, turn it down, you can do all kinds of things. It's just very easy to carry it around like that. Moving to the long edge closest to me, main thing, the only thing we've got here on the lower right-hand corner is a slot that will hold an SD card. And people at other sessions have asked about the capacity of the SD card. And it is at least going to be 32 gigabytes, we think more. The internal storage of the unit is also 32 gigabytes. Finally, if we move around to the left side, closest to us, there is a standard headphone jack, or you can plug in a speaker. It also has Bluetooth, so you could use a Bluetooth speaker. Above that is the power button. So there's a bit of a story about the power button, and I think it's great because it brings to mind how responsive orbit research really is. We had a meeting and a few of us had seen the prototype, and the way that you had to turn on the power was to press the up and the down arrow together. Well, it's not really intuitive, and we wanted people to be able to just turn it on and start. And again, we were aiming for something with the simplicity of the Braille and Speak. And we said, you know, you really need a power button. And they asked, well, what does it need to look like? And there was one person who had very strong ideas about it. And he said, it has to have a dot on the power button and you want to have a ring around it so it's easy to find. And I'm skeptical. I mean, this thing is the thickness of my finger. And I thought, there's no way they're going to be able to do that. If we can get a little power button with a dot, we'll be doing good. Well, we got the whole thing, and it's great. It's very easy to feel, even if you have neuropathy, so you can turn it on. The unit does use speech. As I've said, it also uses vibrations. Another thing that it uses are shortcut keys. And I am specifically not using any today. I am just using arrow and navigation keys because I want you to understand that it really is relatively simple to get in and out of things. Now, you may be one of those people that says, well, she says it's relatively simple. She works in technology. She doesn't know me. It needs to be really simple. Well, I think that has been achieved. And also, we are planning, and that's been primarily my involvement with orbit research, is we are planning to create a tutorial. I will be doing that. And it looks at this point like that will be loaded right onto the unit so that you have access to it. So I've talked long enough about the Orbit Speak. Let's put it through a few of its paces. Now, as I said, the speaker is a relatively small mono speaker. I did think about connecting it to a larger speaker. And I felt that either way, there were problems. If I connected it to a large speaker, I didn't want someone to be disappointed when they actually got it to realize that the sound was smaller than they at first thought. But I do also want you to be able to hear it. I find that the voices in the Orbit Speak are very easy to understand. Not to disrespect anybody, but just to give an example. With the A-Lady, I have to kind of be right up on top of it when I ask it a question to understand the response. I can hear it, but I can't always understand it. but this voice is very clear. And if you are not hearing that clarity, then that is more, I think, a limitation of the technology that I'm using to record. So let's turn it on. Actually, it's already powered on. This is a lot like your phone. The memory in these things is larger than it was in the Braille and Speak. And the programming is more advanced. So unfortunately, the days of instant on are gone, I believe. But once it's on, you can put it to sleep and then wake it from sleep, and that's pretty much instant on. When it's booting up, it vibrates. It probably takes about 45 seconds. It will vibrate. It will beep, but you don't want to do anything until it says Orbit Speak Ready. It's kind of like if you are in a vehicle and you're approaching your home and you know it, but the time to open the door is not when you're turning the corner into your driveway or into your parking lot. You don't want to jump the gun or bad things will happen. So you want to wait for that Orbit Speak Ready before you start using it. And you want to wait also for voice confirmation that it's awake. So I'm going to tap the power button and wake it up.
System is in active mode. Global settings.
So it vibrated and then it told me where I was. It does not take you back to the main menu when you wake it from sleep. You just are where you left off. So let's go through some of these settings.
Sleep timeout 10 minutes, default.
That basically is how much time you can let it sit idle before it goes to sleep on its own.
Bluetooth manager. Wi-Fi manager, connected to Lisa S.
I started in the middle of this menu, actually, because that's where I was. This is the first item you will hear when you're in the menu.
Battery status is 79%. Reset to default selected. Tap to click. Bootloader version is SW.
Okay.
Wi-Fi manager connected to Lisa app. Bluetooth manager.
There's a whole bunch about bootloader versions and updates, and that's more for information than things that can be changed. So let's go back down to where we started.
Sleep timeout. Speech settings. Speech settings open. Press up down to navigate.
So I pressed my OK or confirm key to open.
Increase pitch. Press select to apply. Pitch increased to level 6. Pitch increased to level 7.
So every time I press that OK or confirm, it will increase my pitch. I can also do that with a hotkey.
Decrease speech rate. Press select to apply. Increase speech rate. Press select to apply. TTS engine list. Press select to open. Language list. Press select to open. Voice list. Press select to open. Reset to default. Press select to apply. Decrease pitch. Press select to apply.
Now, I should have just gone up, but as you see, the lists wrap around. So I'm going to press OK or confirm on decrease pitch.
Pitch decreased to level 6. Pitch decreased to level 5.
And that's where we were initially. Right now, the only language that's in there is English. Let's go down again through some of these settings.
Increase speech. TTS engine list. Press select to open.
I'll talk more about that in just a moment. At this point, there is only the one TTS engine.
Language list. Press select to open.
And right now, for purposes of demonstration, there is just English. There will be other languages.
Voice list. Press select to open. Voice 5.
Voice 6.
Voice 7.
Voice 8. End of list.
Voice 0.
Voice 1.
Voice 2.
Voice 3.
Voice 4.
Voice 5. Voice 5 selected. Voice list. Press select to open.
So those are our settings. I'm going to get out of settings.
Settings. Orbit speak. Home. Global settings. Calendar.
Here is our calendar. I'm going to press confirm or OK.
Calendar, the 30th of October, 2023, Monday.
And the time zone is set differently. I did not change it, but I can go to today simply by pressing the left arrow. I'm recording this on a Sunday.
The 29th of October, 2023, Sunday.
And I can go by week by pressing down arrow.
The 5th of November, 2023, Sunday. The 12th of November, 2023, Sunday.
And of course, I can go back weeks by pressing up arrow.
The 5th of November, the 29th of October, 2023, Sunday. The 31st of October, 2023, Tuesday.
I'm going to press the OK button or confirm button.
Appointment type event selected.
And you can choose what type of appointment it is, if it's an event or a meeting or whatever.
Input event title. Input event description. Input event location. Selected event date is 31 October 2023. Press select key to change the date. Event hour, 0 selected.
And then you can set the time, you can set recurrence. It really is a fairly full-featured calendar.
Are you sure you want to navigate back? Press down arrow key to select yes or no. Yes.
As you can see, or hear rather, the speech gives you a lot of help regarding where you are and what you need to do to proceed.
Calendar, the 30th of October, 2023, Monday. The 6th of November, the 30th of October, 2023, Monday.
My mistake, I got out of scheduling my appointment, but not out of the calendar.
Orbit speak, home, calendar.
This is a glitch right now. When it comes out, the speech will be consistent. I don't know why it defaulted to another within the calendar, but there was not time to get that remedied prior to this presentation.
File manager.
This is where you can look at and rename and delete and move files that you have.
Basic Reader Editor.
Basic Reader Editor. This is essentially your note taker. And if you press enter or confirm, it will load the last open file.
Please wait, file is being loaded. Economics.txt in read mode. If the war is not winnable or if the expected costs outweigh the benefits, the deciding actors, assuming they are rational, may never go to war.
Orbit speak, home, basic reader editor.
Okay, so I've exited out of that, but just know that you can navigate through the document, you can search, you can change the text, you know, you can edit it. Now this is in read-only mode, but there is the option to create files, edit text, etc., like there would be with any note taker and with the other Orbit products.
Internet radio.
Internet radio. This is connected to my Wi-Fi, so I'm going to press enter.
One, radio stations. 6,097 radio stations found. Please use up and down arrow keys to navigate between stations and press select to play. iHeart Radio Cafe. KTLR The Light.
So I'm just pressing down arrow. Now I'll press enter.
NFL Week 1 seems like it was just yesterday, but the countdown to February is officially on. So download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and cherish every handoff.
And as you can hear, we have an advertisement.
New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed.
As you can hear, we have an advertisement, and sometimes you'll get that before a station plays. Sometimes it just loads. Let's see if we get an actual... Okay, so there's our station.
Radio Classical Guitar.
So it's very responsive. And I just pressed the letter P. I did use a shortcut key there. And I paused it. If you hear something on the radio that you really like and you want to, you can also record the audio from that station. If you know how to do this, you can also add your own stations using an M3U playlist format. And from this radio app, you can also save stations as favorites.
Orbit Speak, home, internet radio.
I think I turned it down slightly. Let's turn him back up a little bit.
Media player.
Media player, I'm not going to demonstrate because it works exactly the same. It asks you to press O to open the file manager, and then you see your list of files. And you navigate up and down, and then if you press confirm on one, it will start playing immediately. You can jump by time, so you can play very long files if you like. You can also change the speed of playback. So this is setting up to also look like quite the full-featured book reader.
Update manager.
That is relatively self-explanatory, I think. This is really nice because if you have Wi-Fi, you can update yourself. It used to be that you had to specifically have a computer. If you had, for example, the Orbit Reader, you either needed a computer or you needed somebody to put the update on an SD card for you. And now you can just update using Wi-Fi.
Global settings, end of list.
And we are back to global settings. I also want to let you know that...
System is in sleep mode.
Okay, I've just put it in sleep mode. I want to let you know about cost and, to a limited extent, features. There are going to be two basic models. So you've got the basic and the elite. And if you hold it in your hand, it's the same device. If any of you remember the first generation Victor Stream, it had a feature that you could purchase. It was called the Soft Pack, and it allowed you to play EPUB files and I forget what else. But you could just load it right onto your stream. And this is the same thing. And the reason that there are going to be two different price points is licensing. So, for example, one thing that we want to include is additional text-to-speech engine. And you generally have to pay for those. You sometimes have to pay for the radio station directories. That may need to be licensed. So the BASIC will certainly have all the BASIC features. And you can buy the BASIC package and then later upgrade to the Elite if you want. And as the time comes nearer, we'll have more information for you about what is included in each package. The BASIC is going to be priced somewhere in the neighborhood of a bit over $500. The Elite is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of the high $600, low $700. Again, it depends a lot on licensing and fees and things of that nature. I want to give you some contact information. If you are interested in getting your name on the list for an Orbit Speak, there are, to my knowledge, two places where that list is being maintained. And one is through Barry Scheuer of Guidelights and Gadgets. And he also is going to be selling the units and also putting together packages of accessories. So let's say a carry case or Bluetooth speaker, he's going to have different options. So if you like, you can speak to him about getting on the list. Now, I should say a little bit more about this list. If you put your name on the list, that's all you're doing. You're not saying, I'm committing to buy this. We're not charging your card. It's nothing like that. Basically, what you're saying is, I think I'm interested. Then, when it is time for the Orbit Speak to be released, we will contact the names on those lists in the order that they were received. And then you can decide, yes, I want to buy this now, or maybe not, or maybe later. So if you want to contact Barry, I have an email and a phone number for him. The email is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, dot Scheuer, S-C-H-E-U-R, at gmail.com. This may be different than an email you had for him, but he's been having problems with that one, so is using this one. His phone is 617-969-7500. The other place where a list is being maintained is Orbit Research. Their number is 888-606-7248. If you want to read more about the Orbit Speak and about their other products, you can visit www.orbitresearch.com.
Lisa, is this going to have an NLS book player in it?
You will be able to use the Orbit Speak to read books that are in Braille from Bard. As far as audiobooks, we don't know yet. It would be wonderful, but we just don't know at this point.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Lisa. This was introduced online in March of 2020, and I put my name, clicked on the pre-order then. So hopefully I'm still on the list so that I can have an option to talk about it further for purchase. That was my first thing. The second thing is I noticed that when Sue mentioned about the Bard reading, I agree. It would be a great extra feature. And since you can already do that with your other Orbit Research project, you know, products, I'm hoping that that'll be a quick adoption, because I think this would be a marvelous addition to ways to read your, you know, BARD books. So I'm hoping that's the case coming up. But yeah, just thought I'd let you know that, yeah, I've been on the pre-order. So hopefully, and I look all the time for updates and I don't see anything other than what you've currently projected. And I'm assuming that we're talking, since there's a Braille and Speak-like device that has its own note-taking device. I didn't hear that in the file manager.
That you can look at files through the file manager. It would be more of that would be through the basic editor. They are going to be removing the book limits on some note takers. You can only have books of a certain size, and these limits are going to be much larger, because this has really hampered people in their ability to access and read documents. If you put your name on the list, then you should still be on the list. I would say look for information around CSUN time in March.
Great.
And you said there was a feature that was easy to implement and you hoped it would be coming, and I didn't understand what that was.
Well, since Orbit Research products already are able to read BARD books, I'm hoping that's the case. Or am I under misimpression?
Yes. You can read Braille books. You can get the web Braille books.
Right.
But I don't know about the
audio.
Ability.
Yeah,
because, is an audio, a media player. It's looking pretty full-featured like any other book reader, but I don't know if it will have the BARD compatibility in it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. What I wanted to know is, does it have some of the other features of, I used to have a Braille Light. His name was Bertram, the Braille Light, and he finally died in 2013. But one thing I liked about him is he had a stopwatch and a calendar, but he also had a smart calendar. Like, he could tell me that today's the 301st day of the year, and I could ask him how many days there were until Christmas. And you have to really trick modern devices into giving you that kind of stuff. Does this have the smart calendar and the alarm and those kinds of features?
I really don't know. I haven't seen that on any devices in recent days. And for now, for a short-term solution, would suggest just consulting your local friendly neighborhood smart speaker. There was a question about file formats that would be supported, specifically DOC and DOCX. And I don't know at this point. I think it's highly likely. But right at this moment, what is supported is Braille and text.
So I remember the days of the Braille and Speak, and I used it when I was in college. Can this device, can you print, like, the text document? Like, can you match up with a Bluetooth printer and print?
Unfortunately, again, the answer is that I don't know. It could be that you would be able to, but I'm not certain. However, what you can do is take the SD card from your Orbit Speak and put it in a computer. I don't really foresee this being a high-end device that you can use to produce all kinds of documents for home and school and corporate settings. To me, it seems like it is a book reader, audio player, and also a place where you can store information. I was talking to a friend of mine about this product, and she said, oh, I would never buy it. I have an iPhone. And I said, well, you know, that's great, but aren't there times that you need anything more? And she said, no, not really. I asked if she had the number for Microsoft Accessibility, and she said, well, yes, it's on my phone. And because we're talking on the phone right now, I can't really access it, but I can get it when we get off and I can text it to you, or I can write it down and I can call you back. And I said, that's okay. I said, it really was just me playing devil's advocate. If you had something like an Orbit Speak, you could open it and immediately access that information. So that really is the beauty of it. It's the instant on and off, the simplicity, and the fact that you can have a device that's very compact and very easy to retrieve and very easy to retrieve the information that you need. Again, it's really been my privilege to discuss this with you. If you have any questions that I have not answered, I cannot promise to know the answers, but I can certainly do my best to try and find them. So if you'd like to contact me, you can email me at Lisa Salinger, LisaSalinger, at comcast.net. And I understand that there are many, many things you could be doing with your time. And I thank you for sharing some of yours with me today to learn about this exciting new product.